Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the letter or life. Chapter 2. The purpose of the scriptures extends beyond the writings themselves. Having addressed the aspect that God is not limited to expressing himself to people only through the scriptures, although the Lord always instructs people in accordance with the truth that is described in the scriptures, it is vital also to distinguish that there is a difference between the texts of the scriptures themselves and the purposes to which these records point out. We understand that it is indispensable to highlight this topic because there are many people who unduly believe that the mere fact of being holders of a Bible or even that the eventual practice of reading some content that they like of the scriptures already puts them under a sort of automatic condition of blessed persons or that should deserve the blessings of God for it. These people, however, do not know or fail to pay attention to the fact that their relationship with the scriptures just at the literary level, or the possession of one or more copies of the Bible, will not necessarily reflect fruitful aspects for them. The use of the expression scripture or scriptures is also directly related to the aspect that the words contained in them were registered using the technique of physical or human writing. And so, as a material set of writings, the scriptures were recorded by the same material forms or techniques that were used throughout human history for the record of millions and millions of other writings. As a book, materially or technically speaking, and using a classic expression for the record of writings, the Bible is of paper and ink just like any other book. The Bible, as a book itself, as a compendium of letters, words, and sentences, can be read like any other book. In the physical book called the Bible, there are no unusual material characteristics of writing that distinguish it from other books. The physical records of the contents of the Bible were not made with techniques different from those used for most other writings. The manuscripts of the Bible were recorded on papyrus, materials for letters, or other stuff used to record written content, as well as many other texts created along the various times of the present world. If, on the one hand, the scriptures are the expression of a set of words inspired by God to the men and women who recorded them materially in human language, on the other hand, the records of the Bible, from the point of view of the material technique of writing, do not present any distinction from the other writings made on earth. Moreover, the fact that the texts of the Bible have been written, recorded, and passed on for centuries through tangible and physical materials is also one of the factors that give them the credibility that they actually were written by people in their own epochs in the present world. Considering that we currently have writings and more writings that are only published by digital media without ever being actually printed with ink on paper, it is clear that today the expression written on paper and ink, in parts, is just figurative. However, also in this new scenario, the Bible is materially exposed or written by precisely the same means or resources as the other writings made available on earth. Therefore, even though physical writing has contributed to the term scriptures and that this way may even be more robust against tampering than the present digital means, it is not the raw material itself, also used as a means of presenting the Bible to the world, that makes the biblical content more special than the texts of other books. It is not the mere material side through which biblical records have been offered to the generations that distinguish them from other ancient writings. That being said, we would like to point out here that no writing, as a written letter, as a physical record, has life in itself. The writings, materially speaking, do not have the ability to jump, by themselves, out of the pages or the screens in order to give life to a person or an object. Moreover, to say that written letters have no life in themselves may seem obvious, but often or for many people, this consideration may not be so obvious. There are people, for instance, who frame texts or expose words written in physical places that they consider special and, often, even without sometimes realizing it, begin to put and declare their trust more in the various objects in which they have printed or engraved the chosen texts than in the content of the texts themselves. Many people may even devote great admiration to written texts that they have come to know, but written words only come to life when someone associates practical and real acts with them, for written words always need an agent to give them some type of action, effect, movement, or animation. Let us consider, for example, a water cooler with contaminated water and in front of which is a sign stating that the referred water is unfit for consumption. The sign or the poster writings alone have no life or ability to act to prevent a person from drinking the contaminated water if such a person wants to do so. The poster in reference will only be effective if the person approaching the water cooler also observes the described content and thereby does not drink the contaminated water. If, on the other hand, a person does not see the sign or read its content and despise it, the written records alone cannot give protection to him or her if one insists on drinking the water from that water cooler. Let us now consider the example of the same water cooler with contaminated water, but with a difference in the content of the poster, where the written words would falsely describe that the disqualified water would be appropriate for consumption. Also, in this case, similarly, if a person sees the sign, but is suspicious of the quality of the water and does not drink it, one will not receive the contamination in that water cooler just because the poster informs that the water is appropriate for consumption, for this kind of power is not possible to be conferred to written words. If, however, an individual would pay attention to the false information of the poster and therefore drink from the water of the water cooler, then the written words would have been transformed into an expression of action or power. Regardless of whether the poster content of the above example would be false or true, it would not have life in itself to take the initiative to protect an individual nor to contaminate a person. Similarly to the examples of the signs in front of the water coolers, the writings of a Bible do not begin to function for the instruction of a person merely because they are available before him or her, even though one considers the scriptures admirable. From the perspective of the physical composition of letters and words in paper and ink, the Bible does not instruct the life of an individual merely because one possesses a copy of it. An open Bible in a beautiful psalm, placed in the middle of a room on a beautiful pedestal, but never read or which content is never taken into account by the people who frequently pass through it, has no life in itself. This physical Bible is restricted to be a decoration artifact, although it contains the records of the Word of God revealed to humankind and which is powerful to instruct for the present life and eternal salvation. One can, however, argue that the Scriptures are called the Holy Bible, which in fact occurs frequently. Nevertheless, what is being emphasized here is that the Bible is not sacred merely as paper or as a printed book, but primarily because of its content. Moreover, if the printing of the Bible on paper could be the element that gave it the status of sacred, the Scriptures should never be presented by digital means, for this would take away from them the supposed status of a sacred book in a format that can be touched physically by people. The Bible is considered sacred, differentiated, unique or special for describing words that have life in God and that from God manifest life to those who understand and receive them, and not just because they are materialized in some material resource. As stated in the own writings of the Bible, the words contained in it are the words of the unique God, creator of heavens and earth, and of which the foundation and power remain in God. Considering yet another example, it may be observed that a medical prescription containing a description of a medication that serves as a means or instrument by which a patient is to be cured, only can produce the expected effect if the patient indeed ingests the indicated drug and according to the prescribed dosage. A medical prescription may have its utility entirely neglected if the patient does not practice the items described therein to be performed. A particular prescription may be useful, accurate, or correct, but the goals to be achieved by the description of a prescription depend on living agents who implement the instructions contained therein. Regardless how complete the instructions are described therein, the prescription is not the healing agent itself, but it is given for the purpose of assisting all those who need to know the information contained therein to act in accordance with what has been prescribed. Still following the above examples, similar principles may also occur regarding the instructions of the scriptures. Therefore, having the understanding that the scriptures were given for purposes beyond the very act of being presented and offered in written form is crucial for their content to cease to be seen as mere letters in the life of an individual. The records of the scriptures have been granted for the purposes which are also outlined in them. And since these records were given in conjunction with the purposes described in them, it also becomes notorious that the scriptures are there to serve the purposes that even extend beyond the precious writing of the Bible itself, as we can also see in the following text. John 20:30-31. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The scriptures and the purposes for which they were given, or to which they point out, are very different aspects. The action of a person merely wanting to know the scriptures, or the narrative of their contents, is very distinct from the action of seeking to discern more precisely what are the purposes for which the scriptures point out. The scriptures expose narratives, principles, knowledge, revelations, and so forth, but not without also pointing to the purpose of what is contained therein. The scriptures repeatedly emphasize that the purposes written in them are conferred for aims to be achieved in the practical life of the people, and not to be seen just as a mere literary description or perspective. The act of believing that the Lord Jesus is the Christ and the only begotten Son of God, for example, is an act that occurs in the heart of a person and not in the scriptures. In the same way, the life that God grants to the one who believes in Christ comes from God, and not from the writings themselves. The scriptures describe their purposes and how these can be attained, but the living acts that accomplish the purposes take place outside the pages of paper and ink or digital records in which the scriptures are respectively printed or stored. To fulfill what is stated in the scriptures, there is a need of agents to bring their statements to life and make them come true, being the eternal Lord the first and foremost agent who grants this life.